While the two world leaders continue to define their version of democracy, there's a development in Russia that may silence what most Americans consider free speech. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, it involves a Russian scholar on a fellowship here in Washington.
Andrei Piankovsky sits at a round conference table holding up two of his books. One is called Another Look into Putin's Soul, with an ominous-looking picture of the Kremlin leader on the cover.
These are two books forbidden in post-communist Russia. So this is historic books.
He was briefing U.S. government officials and some of his friends in the Washington think tank world about his next steps in a case that could be a test for a Russian law that bans extremism. He says the law is being used to silence dissent. At the end of May, prosecutors in the southern Russian city of Krasnodar sought to question him about his writings. Piankovsky couldn't go because he's been working here at the Hudson Institute, but he does plan to return to Russia soon for a conference.
I deliberately go to demonstrate that I'm not scared, to declare publicly that these accusations are just preposterous, and defy authority.
The lunch meeting was a sort of odd farewell party for him, with his American colleagues wondering if he'll be returning to D.C. as planned or end up in some Russian jail. Piankovsky is a mathematician by training, and he says he's carefully calculated the risks. He says he has no plans to be a martyr for the cause of democracy and thinks there's only a 10% to 15% chance he'll be arrested.
I think that during my 10 days presence at Moscow, they will not bother me, because it would be enormous embarrassment for regime, because it's a case of medieval inquisition, you know.
Some of the articles the Russians are investigating are 4 years old, he says. Piankovsky says he's pleased to see some Russians speaking out against this. The communists, nationalists, and members of his party, Yabloko, have all rallied to his support. He argues that Russians need to challenge the Kremlin, or else Putin's government will just keep pressing ahead with what Piankovsky describes as a gradual, incremental assault on civil society.
Because I really believe that it's some line of defense, some red line, which may be defended in Russia, that people can't be arrested for what they're writing.
He's counting on support from his colleagues here if he does land in jail, but asked whether the U.S. government should speak out, Piankovsky says he's not so sure it will help. He blasted the U.S. official sitting across the table from him, saying he still can't understand why President Bush invited Putin to Kennebunkport just days after Putin compared the U.S. to the Third Reich.
He compared your president with Adolf Hitler, and in several days he got invitation for Bush family house. And you think that after this, he will be concerned with the Western reaction for prosecution of Piankovsky? Never. You allowed him to get away with everything.
Administration officials weren't there to be quoted and were only in listening mode. Piankovsky said the U.S. has little influence with Putin. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.